Tell me with it.
Well, now, I go, devil, if the thing was in the shape of a mattock, on the one end of it had a hammer on it, and the other in a shirt. And people, well, I hear them would take them, use for, it was for logging people. They'd take them and hang them on their hands, you know, and they'd drive their grabs with the hammer part, and then when we got to want to skip the grabs out, they'd take that other thing and knock them out. Now, that's what I hear called go devil. The only thing ever I hear called go devil.
Okay. How long was it? Was it about the size of a...
Oh, and then I guess the end about 4 to 6 inches. Mm-hmm. The spike end that had the sharp end was about, I guess, 6 inches. I've got an old one out there.
I'd like to see it.
An Ulster house.
Okay, but that's...
And that's what they use them for, this mostly now, for logging.
Uh-huh.
They could take and bore a hole in that handle, you know, and hang it on their hams and take it right on with them. They could drive the grabs with the hammer part and skip them with that other thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of times people that have a crowbar, you know what a crowbar is,
sure.
A big piece of iron, they'd skip them with there or something.
I'm not sure I know what you mean by skipping them, though.
Well, that skipping grab, call them grab skippers, that'd be knocking the grab out of the log, you see.
Uh-huh.
I've got some of them old grabs. I used to do it all
the time. Knocking the grab out?
Uh-huh.
Knocking the grab out?
Yeah.
What's the grab?
Well, now that's that thing that you drive on the log.
Right.
The pull.
Oh, I see. That's the.
I can show you some things all that evening until you want to. I've got some of the grabs up there now.
I want to see these after a while, but this was the sort of thing that's driven into the log.
Yeah, there's two kinds of grabs. There was grabs that was double grabs. It was on the chain, you know, and they call them headers. They take that to the first log.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other grabs that call trail grabs. There's on a chain and one end of the one grab on one end and one to the other, and that way they can connect two together.
Uh-huh.
Pulling out yarn, you can go off the hillside, you know, and you pull a dozen off of there if you had the grab.
I see. Well, that's
first one's the two that had the two grabs on one ring up here, you know, swiveling. They'd call them headers.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd name them to the front grab. That way you know it pulls straight.
Uh-huh.
And then them others, they call trail grabs, it'd be a trail grab, a grab on each end of that chain, about all together about so long.
Uh-huh.
And they'd hook one in one log and one in another log and go on back yarn and hook another in that end and that end, and you get on the hillside and you could just take a string of them off of there. You know?
Uh-huh.
Or if you was in level land and you could, all your horses could pull, you could hook it to them.
Now, were there any other, when you talked about plows before, were there any other kind of plows you were talking about seemed to be more elaborate ones? How about the more the kind of simple ones that are handled by just one?
Well, they just turn in plows and then they need double foots, single foots. They take what they call a single foot and lay off the ground with it.
Mm-hmm.
Take a double foot and plow their stuff with it. Mm-hmm. Take the turning plow, you know, and turn the ground to start with.
Mm-hmm. How about a bull tongue?
Well, they'd have them. That's what I'd call a single plow, you know. Bull tongue's a single-footed plow.
Mm-hmm.
To break up rough land with, or lay off with, or you roll off with.
Now, how about the kind of plow that you use on a hill that would flip over?
That's hillside turners. You can flip it.
Uh-huh.
You'd flip that thing, you know. It had a latch on each side. You could flip that and throw the moldboard every way you wanted to. You could go out this way, and then when you got there, you could flip her back and go back around the hill.
Uh-huh.
But a turning plow just plows one way because they're for level lands, you know, and you just lay off the land.
I see.
Sometimes you could start in the middle, and sometimes you just go around the field, just put your way you want to plow.
I see.
But I've used them on hillside plow. It's handy. You see, that way is about the only way you could do it. If you didn't have a hillside, you'd have to drag your plow back to the other end and come on the other, come back on it, you see.
Uh-huh.
That way you could plow going and coming.
I see, yeah, fine. Now,